Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I want to welcome you to the show today. We're talking about finding the courage to receive messages from the other side. What is that? You know, even for believers, that may be a difficult experience to really muster up the courage and the understanding, maybe even the belief that we're actually being connected to others from the other side that have left their physical bodies. So today we're going to explore this and we're going to take a deep dive into the subject. Maybe you've done this before in your life. Maybe you've had some experiences where you've gotten some messages from those that you loved, or maybe just a family or a friend, you know, a friend out there. Maybe you love that friend, but, you know, or somebody that's, you know, a master from the other side. So maybe you've gotten that too. So why does that happen? What is that about? What are those messages meant for us? You know, there's an old saying that I sure have applied in my life. It's prophetic. You know, it says, be still and know that I am God. And what, you know, what does that really mean to us? How do we get really still so that we can start to tune in to our intuitive capabilities and receive messages that are meant to grow us, inspire us, maybe change the course of direction of our lives, maybe help us to stop doing what we're doing and take a new path? Messages from the other side are really powerful. So I'm going to explore that with my guest when we come right back from the break. So we'll be right back.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers. This free book reveals little-known secrets about annuity strategies that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. Call right now for your free book. And as a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report, both absolutely free, for calling Annuity General today.
Call 800-510-0470.
If you or a loved one developed ovarian cancer after using baby powder or talcum powder products, call now to see if you qualify for financial compensation. A major manufacturer of baby and talcum powder products has been found liable for $4.7 billion in damages because they knowingly sold products containing cancer-causing asbestos. There may be time deadlines, so don't wait. It costs you nothing if you don't win.
Call 800-555-1212.
Hi, JJ's back because this is important. Do you know if your Medicare Advantage plan benefits are changing this year? Are your costs and copays going up? Is your doctor still covered? During the annual enrollment period, you can call to find out all the changes to your coverage. Plus, see if you're eligible for a plan with the benefit that adds money back to your Social Security check every month. AEP has a deadline, so don't delay. Call now.
I called to find a plan with lower copays and more dental coverage.
I called to see if my zip code has a plan with the benefit that adds money back to my Social Security check.
I called to make sure my doctors are still in my plan.
Extra benefits, extra money. Dynamite! AEP has a deadline, so don't delay. Call now.
Call 1-800-957-1821. That's 1-800-957-1821 now.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call now.
If you use Tylenol or acetaminophen during your pregnancy and your child was later diagnosed with ADHD, autism spectrum disorder, cerebral palsy, or other neurological disorders, you may qualify for financial compensation. Emerging lawsuits allege that manufacturers of acetaminophen failed to properly warn pregnant women of the potential harm for their unborn children. Call now to see if you qualify for financial compensation. It costs you nothing if you don't win.
Call 800-820-1276.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host again, Kendi Foster. I'm so glad you're here. And my guest today, Kathy, welcome. It's so good to have you.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here with you.
Okay, great. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
I can. Seems like we had a little background noise. I'm not sure what that is. Really weird. Well, let me introduce Kathy for those of you that don't know her. Kathy is the founder and the CEO of Loveless Enterprises. She's a member of the Million Dollar Speakers Group of the National Speakers Association, and for 32 years has managed as a professional speaker and management consultant. She has developed and presented over 1,000 executive leadership and management programs through Europe, through Africa, Japan, New Zealand, Canada, and in nearly every state in the United States. And she's got so much more to her bio. I'm going to let Kathy tell you a little bit more about that. So, Kathy, welcome to the show today. I'm so glad to have you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. You know, we're talking today on a subject that right now seems to be near and dear to your heart and near and dear to my heart, and that is messages from the other side. How did you get inspired to start going down that path?
You know, I have a very unusual background when it comes to this subject. My parents, both of them, were atheists. They absolutely knew there was nothing after this life. And so I grew up in a household of that being the predominant belief. But from the earliest time I remember, I didn't buy into that. I always knew that there was another side. I knew there was a God. I knew there was a Jesus Christ. I believed in them. But I also loved my parents and got along beautifully with them. So that seems to be kind of an unusual beginning. But that prevailed throughout my youth and my college years and in through my career. And I had a number of small little instances that occurred that just reaffirmed it in a very deep feeling that that was all true. Then one year when I was working for the federal government, the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation, we're the dam builders of the West, and it was the Carter administration. There had been a new political appointee come into the headquarters, and he wanted to come out to the West and see some of our dams. Well, he wanted to do it on New Year's Eve Day. Well, nobody else wanted to escort this gentlemen around dam sites on New Year's Eve Day, except for Kathy the chump. So I volunteered to do that. We landed in Durango, Colorado, and there was no snow at that moment. We went and toured the dam. On our way back to the airport, it started snowing, and the snow came down fast and furious. And I'm sitting in the front seat, and never do I not wear a seatbelt, but this day the coat was too big and we were just a short drive. I didn't wear a seatbelt. And all of a sudden, the car coming toward us skidded out in front of us. And it's true what they say about time slowing down. I could see we were going to crash, and it was like, we are going to crash. And my head went through the windshield. The next thing I knew was I could see nothing. Everything was black. I felt that I was being pulled out of a car. My main concern was for the man who was driving the car. I said, "Is John Brown all right?" And somebody said, "Yes, he's fine." And then they put me into an ambulance. And I was aware of two things, still could not see anything. Number one I was aware of is that I get migraines, and a powerful migraine was starting to hit me. But the second thing that came to me was a voice, but it's not a voice that you hear in your ear. I guess I could describe it best as hearing it in my heart or my chest. And that voice said, "You are going to be all right." Now, even though I had a concussion and was taken right to the hospital, I did eventually become all right. What was very sensitive and tender to me was that I wasn't in panic at that time. I never go into panic. But the voice, the spirit, was so concerned about me that even though I wasn't feeling panic, that spirit wanted me to know and be comforted to know that there was someone there. So that was my first experience.
Oh my goodness. Well, that was quite a first experience. And, you know, a lot of people, and I think this is important. A lot of people don't necessarily get into tragedies or accidents or things of that nature, and they still get messages from the other side. I think that, you know, for some, they think, oh, you know, that's the only way we can have this. But of course, that's not. But Kathy, once you had that experience, how did it change you?
Actually, that experience didn't change me that much because I knew, I had always known. It more or less just reconfirmed. What was really an eye-opener was that many years later, I started bicycling all over the world, and I loved cycling. And I was cycling the Loire Valley of France. And my girlfriend and I were the only two grandmas on the trip, and we were at the head of the pack. That tells you how well we were doing. But as soon as I got home, I was unpacking, and I felt this horrible chest pain. And I thought I was having a heart attack. So I called my husband and I said, this is today's modern woman. I think I'm having a heart attack. I'm going to drive myself to the emergency room. I will see you for dinner tonight. So I did. I drove myself to the emergency room, and they were all over me. And within 5 hours, they came back and said, there's nothing wrong with your heart, but you have lung cancer. Mm-hmm. Now, what happened after that was within days, I was being wheeled in to have my left upper and lower lobe, my whole left lung was removed. And that started an incredible series of experiences that just reconfirmed to me how very much there is a vibrant, exciting, connected other side to us. And I could say way more.
I love that. But you know, and that other side that is right there. Of course, you know, it's a different vibration, a different frequency than we're on in this material plane. But you know, it's always there for us to tap into. That's been my experience as a meditator for the last couple of decades. Is as I get still and I couldn't really quiet my mind and tune in. It's right there for all of us. But, you know, sometimes the soul, the spirit wants to speak, not even necessarily to us, but sometimes to our friends. And I know you have a story around that, but I got to take a quick break. When we come back, I can hardly wait to hear that story about what's going on actually currently with you. So we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers. This free book reveals little-known secrets about annuity strategies that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. Call right now for your free book. And as a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report, both absolutely free, for calling Annuity General today.
Call 800-510-0470.
If you or a loved one developed ovarian cancer after using baby powder or talcum powder products, call now to see if you qualify for financial compensation. A major manufacturer of baby and talcum powder products has been found liable for $4.7 billion in damages because they knowingly sold products containing cancer-causing asbestos. There may be time deadlines, so don't wait. It costs you nothing if you don't win.
Call 800-555-1212.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call now.
If you use Tylenol or acetaminophen during your pregnancy and your child was later diagnosed with ADHD, autism spectrum disorder, cerebral palsy, or other neurological disorders, you may qualify for financial compensation. Emerging lawsuits allege that manufacturers of acetaminophen failed to properly warn pregnant women of the potential harm for their unborn children. Call now to see if you qualify for financial compensation. It costs you nothing if you don't win.
Call 800-820-1276.
If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing. 800-771-3380.
CBD, you've heard about it. It's helping people relieve chronic pain, improve sleep, and reduce stress. But how do you find science-based products that feel right for you? Feel Good Hemp was started after the founders used CBD oil to help their dad heal from a three-month-to-live diagnosis. They deliver all-natural, lab-tested, high-quality products at affordable prices. So visit feelgoodhemp.org/courage and be sure to use coupon code COURAGE25 to get 25% off your first order.
I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything: Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams, and if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, it's just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force, and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Kendi Foster. I'm talking with Kathy Loveless. And if you don't know Kathy, Kathy's one of the, I'm just going to say it. Kathy's one of the most powerful speakers in the nation today on many, many different subjects. So I hope you get to know her. Today, we're talking about some experiences that she's had, and we've all had, about the other side. So, Kathy, let's talk about Scott and what went on there, and what's happening now for you as a result of that.
Scott was my husband for almost 41 years, and what's really fun is after we met in my senior year in college, we realized we'd actually been kindergarten sweethearts, and I left him after first grade, and we did not re-meet until my senior year in college. We got married 5 months after that and moved to Washington, D.C., where we both started our fascinating careers. He became an attorney, and the law firm Parr, Brown, Gee, and Loveless was the firm where he was. And after I got lung cancer, it was a serious diagnosis, stage 4 terminal. And everybody was certain I was going to die, including my husband. He planned a wonderful trip to Hawaii because Kathy's going to die, which I didn't know he was telling people until later. And but unfortunately, after a year and a half after I had lung cancer, I was still alive, but he became very ill with colon cancer and he died. And what was remarkable is that the very day he died, it was late at night. He'd actually had business meetings the day before. 8:20 the next day, he was gone. And the next morning, I got a call from a friend of mine named Kim Reeves. And she said, Kathy, Scott's died, hasn't he? And I said, yes. How did you know? She said, because he came to me today. And he had come to her in vision. And his only message was, tell Kathy I love her. And what began to happen after that is that he came to multiple people. I have 7 different people who've come to me. I don't go around saying, tell me if my husband, my dead husband, has come to see you. These people have come to me.
What are some of the messages that Scott brings to people that And why do you think he's doing that?
I think for a period of time, they have an opportunity that they can come and give important messages. I'll tell you one of the really interesting stories. Scott has had a dear friend, a fishing buddy named Bill Grover, and his darling wife, Kathy Grover, was a friend of mine, and we kind of had our children together, and we camped and did fun things together. And their daughter was driving to work one blizzardy morning, and she's deciding she needs to start texting. And so she's texting in a blizzard on the freeway, and she says, all of a sudden, from the passenger seat, I hear a voice say, "Stop!" And it so frightened me, she says, that I looked up and realized I was about ready to crash into a multiple car pileup. I jumped on the brakes just in time to stop before I added to the crash. Wow. She then was able to veer around that and take the next exit. She got to the family company, K&R Interior, and her dad came out, and she's sitting at the steering wheel shaking, and Bill says, "What on earth is wrong?" And with tears streaming down her cheeks, she said, "Scott Loveless just saved my life." Wow. So I think one of the things is sometimes the other side has an opportunity to save people's lives, to give them some heads up, some information that might not have been theirs to have. Yeah. And so I think that story has stayed with her and that whole family forever. Other messages through some of these other people he has shared with me include, first of all, they're very busy on the other side. One man contacted me and said that Scott had come to him actually three different times. And he wanted to hug Scott. And, oh, this is a good piece of information for all of us who are worrying about aging. You get your youth back. And he said that he'd seen Scott, and he looked, he could see the smoothness of his face, and he looked young. And so that's quite encouraging. So let's just be cheerful about that aging process, which we can't do much about anyway. But when my friend said, I want to talk with you, Scott said, "Oh, I wish I could, but we are so busy on the other side." So I think they are still engaged in spreading the word, still trying to save souls, still trying to help people on the other side, to the point where they're not just floating around harping, playing their harp and their guitars. They're very busy trying to help us on this side.
It seems I was listening to a medical intuitive, was it yesterday, the day before, and she was tuning in to the other side, and she has somebody that works with her and gives us medical intuitive advice that in the case of myself was extremely accurate. And, she's telling me a couple of things that are going on in my body. I'm going, "No, that's not happening. That's not happening." Then I'm thinking about it going, "Oh, wait, that is happening." Right. So it's interesting what we get from the other side. I know me personally, 1992, I had a voice that was coming from the other side. I now believe it was Yogananda. But it was, he said, "You've got to feel the pain to make the change. Feel the pain to make the change." Now, I didn't want to feel any pain because I was in a place where my life was already painful, in broken relationships and poor management of finances and things of that nature. But I listened to that. And as a direct result of that, it actually saved my life, too. So I think we get these messages. The question is, can we hear them? Can we hear them? I think that's the challenge. What do you say to that?
Well, I think it's very complicated. Here's my truth. I have not heard my husband. I've had seven people tell me they've heard him, but I haven't heard him. And he gives them messages for me to hear. So for some reason, I can't hear him. And I don't understand why, and I'm not worried about it. I'm not angry. I'm not upset. That's just the way it is. So I don't know that we yet know why some people can hear and why they can't. Why could I hear that spirit that told me I was going to be all right in that car crash? I don't know. I think what is important for all of us is to keep an open mind, to keep doing the best we can. I'm very much into service, and service means we're always looking to be kind and helpful and seeking ways that we can uplift other people. I think that's what our purpose needs to be. And if we are doing that to the greatest extent we can, then whether or not we hear from the other side probably isn't critical. But yeah.
Yeah, that, I think that's a good point. And I think it's it might be more critical for some than others to really pay attention and listen. You know, we live in this material world, and, you know, it looks like everything is material, right? It's hard, it's firm, it's, you know, but of course, we've learned with the recent science over the last 20 years that that everything is basically 99.999% space, right? And, you know, that to me is amazing. And then when we think of the universe, and I, you know, the meteorologists are now telling us if there's 100 million stars in the Milky Way galaxy, just one galaxy, and there's 100 million galaxies, right? So, you know, I tell people that, they go, I don't even want to hear that. It blows my mind. I can't even wrap my head around it. Well, that is spirit. That is source. That is where we are. So I think that there's a possibility that for all of us, I believe this is true. We're getting messages constantly, but again, can we hear those messages? Are we willing to do a little contemplative work to quiet our minds, still our mind, and be able to actually listen? And, you know, it's interesting, Kathy, because you teach these on workshops and stuff. I think it begins with listening to not only to yourself, but other people. Can you really hear what they're saying? Can you hear what Kathy and I are saying today? Right? Are you open and receptive? What do you say to that, Kathy?
Absolutely.
Before you comment, I'm just looking at time. I got to take a quick break. I got to pay some bills here. And when we come back, Kathy will answer that. And thank you, all of you, for joining me today. As you know, this show grows with you. So if you were inspired today, I encourage you to pass the show on to a few friends. That would be amazing. Just tell them, go to voicesofcourage.us to get all our latest editions. Or, of course, you can see us on all social media. So Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram, all of them. So from my heart to yours, keep seeing the unseeable, keep knowing the unknowable, and you too will be able to do the impossible. Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I want to welcome you to the show today. We're talking about finding the courage to receive messages from the other side. What is that? You know, even for believers, that may be a difficult experience to really muster up the courage and the understanding, and maybe even the belief that we're actually being connected to others from the other side that have left their physical bodies. So today we're going to explore this, and we're going to take a deep dive into the subject. Maybe you've done this before in your life. Maybe you've had some experiences where you've gotten some messages from those that you loved, or maybe just a family or a friend, you know, a friend out there. Maybe you love that friend, but, you know, or somebody that's, you know, a master from the other side. So maybe you've gotten that too. So why does that happen? What is that about? What are those messages meant for us? You know, there's an old saying that I sure have applied in my life. It's prophetic. You know, it says, be still and know that I am God. And what, you know, what does that really mean to us? How do we get really still so that we can start to tune in to our intuitive capabilities and receive messages that are meant to grow us, inspire us, maybe change the course of direction of our lives, maybe help us to stop doing what we're doing and take a new path? Messages from the other side are really powerful. So I'm going to explore that with my guest when we come right back from the break. So we'll be right back.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers. This free book reveals little-known secrets about annuity strategies that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. Call right now for your free book, and as a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report, both absolutely free, for calling Annuity General today.
Call 800-510-0470.
If you or a loved one developed ovarian cancer after using baby powder or talcum powder products, call now to see if you qualify for financial compensation. A major manufacturer of baby and talcum powder products has been found liable for $4.7 billion in damages because they knowingly sold products containing cancer-causing asbestos. There may be time deadlines, so don't wait. It costs you nothing if you don't win.
Call 800-555-1212.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call now.
If you use Tylenol or acetaminophen during your pregnancy and your child was later diagnosed with ADHD, autism spectrum disorder, cerebral palsy, or other neurological disorders, you may qualify for financial compensation. Emerging lawsuits allege that manufacturers of acetaminophen failed to properly warn pregnant women of the potential harm for their unborn children. Call now to see if you qualify for financial compensation. It costs you nothing if you don't win.
Call 800-820-1276.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Kenzie Foster. I'm so glad we're having this discussion. So, Kenzie, what do you say to that last question?
I find what really helps me, and surprisingly over time, is to journal. I've always written. And what it does is it helps you analyze what's going on. And, of course, sometimes it's better to write and vent into a journal than it is to say things you'll be sorry for the next day. So I find journaling very valuable. And during the pandemic, I built a retreat in a couple of years ago up in the mountains near Park City, Utah, a beautiful place where I wanted to bring families and my mentees to build their businesses and build their families. So I was up there during the pandemic, and because there's not a lot else to do. So I'm reading my past journals. And it was so instructive to me to read some of the things that I wrote. I have my eldest granddaughter is now 19. And I wrote a paragraph about her when she was very young. And it was just about how much I loved her and how beautiful she was and what a gift she was. And I took a snapshot of that and sent it to her. She was struggling a little bit, you know, and I just wanted her to know what a gift she has always been in my life. So what I find is very helpful is to be reflective of your life, to write down thoughts, set goals, and analyze in writing. And I was reading it last night, some things that I'd forgotten about from just six years ago. I was reading last night, and there are some things that I'm dealing with still today. So I think that helps for me. That's very helpful.
Yeah, that's something that's been helpful for me over the years too. I think I started journaling when I read The Artist's Way years ago and did the one pages where you'd write a stream of consciousness for one page, and then that would turn into two or three pages. And, I have a belief. I think if your life is worth living, it's worth journaling about. It's worth passing on.
Yeah.
And so I like that. I like that piece of the journaling. I want to ask you this, because it seems to me like we're all being called today on the planet to let go of the ways that we have been maybe thinking about one another, being thinking about ourselves, the way that we maybe even show up in the workplace. And we're being called really at a higher level to, and you kind of touched on it, show up in a place of love. You just talked up with your granddaughter. Show up in a place of being of service to others. You talked about that earlier. But most importantly, show up in a place where you are being who you want to be. You know, if you want to be caring and kind and loving and powerful and magnanimous, it's about being that. How do people, well, first of all, you think I'm on track with that? Because I think that we're being called to do that. And second of all, how do you help people to show up and really be their authentic, brilliant self that they already are?
I think there's two ways to look at that. When you reflect, as you and I have a few years on us. And I look at that as a benefit. I remember back when it was, you know, there were some very specific dress codes, very specific correct grammar usage, a lot of ways that you did things. And one of the things is that you spoke kindly. You spoke professionally. There's been a swing, I think, to just speak your truth. And sometimes your truth is a distorted version of what ought to be said. And consequently, I think we're seeing people lash out. I think we're seeing anger. And maybe that's your truth, but does it help the world for everybody to be speaking their truth, which is full of anger and resentment and hate and all of that? I'm seeing a lot of that. I'm seeing more of that than I used to when I started my career over 50 years ago.
Yeah. And maybe we need to stop speaking your truth and speak the truth. There are universal principles in the world. And when we speaking from truth, let's not go the truth, from truth, right? From truth within our own soul. There is not hate. There is not anger. There is not criticism and critiquing. What shows up is honestly kindness, gentleness, a place of authentic power. Words that aren't imbued with wisdom tend to just be like toy guns. You know, they don't land. But when you imbue words with wisdom and understanding, knowledge, those words tend to land on audiences or family members or whoever we're trying to communicate with. So I agree with you. This thing of being authentic with your truth really is a little warped. Yeah.
I think so. And maybe that's the time you should be journaling, speaking your anger and your truth in your journal, but then polish yourself up a bit so that what you are saying is not damaging to other people.
Yeah.
It's so easy for us to misunderstand each other. It's surprising how frequently that happens. And I think we need to do what we can to not have misunderstandings.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting with the journaling, because I know when I started journaling, I would write, I'd be angry and I'd write something in the journal angry, right? And I'd look back and I'd say, I can't really say that to anybody. I don't want to express that in the world. So it was a good release. But as I got into that more, I realized that that's the way I was talking to myself with those angry words. And I was like, whoa, maybe I need to reframe how I start to communicate.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So I find journaling to be a great tool, a great tool. Another tool that I found to be unexpectedly effective for me is bicycling. And it came about in a strange but spiritual way. I was speaking all over the world, getting up on stage all the time, most of the time waking up in a hotel room and saying, oh, what city am I in, and which direction do I turn, and what am I supposed to do today? I mean, that's how busy it was getting. But I remember so importantly that when I started finding out that I had plantar fasciitis, I thought, I'm going to have to quit speaking. It is so painful even to stand on stage. And so I went to 3 podiatrists. I did the night boot and I got cortisone shots and did a new procedure that was very expensive, not covered by insurance, and it didn't work. And one night I went to bed and I just got the inspiration, and it said, start bicycling. The next day, a very dear friend of mine came to the front door and she said, Kathy, I think I need to start bicycling. And I said, I do too. So I went to Costco and I bought a $150 bicycle. So it's not about the bike. It's about getting up. I say it's about the alarm clock. Bought a $150 bicycle, and we started what I called the Summer of 57 Vacations. We'd meet somewhere in the Salt Lake Valley at 6 a.m., and we would bike for 3 hours. She was running her business, I was running mine, and we could still come and work a whole day, even though we'd bike for 3 hours. Within 1 week, my plantar fasciitis was gone. But what it had instilled is this passion for what you can see on a bicycle. And before, when that started, I had 2 lungs and was traveling all over the world on a bicycle. And then in France is when I got lung cancer. But I still said, I am not going to let lung cancer keep me off a bicycle. Now, when you lose one lung, it's not like cutting your energy or your air in half. It's way worse. How I say it is, it's like you had 100 pennies of energy when you have 2 lungs, but you've only got 10 when you have 1 lung. And there were days I could literally just get out of bed, go shower, put clothes on, and then my day was over. I could not do another thing. But I said, I'm going to go down and see if I can do 1 rotation on the stationary bike. So I'd push. Can I do 2? How about 3? 4? And I still have my log of trying to push myself to stretch the 1 remaining lung, to strengthen it. And by continually doing that, within 1 year, I was cycling from Austria to Germany on the Danube River. So
that's a miraculous story. And, you know, it's a testament to your paying attention to the soul, you know, years earlier, getting on a bicycle, and also your willpower, your strength, your faith, your courage. Yeah, that's what it takes to overcome these great challenges that God gives us. So kudos to you on that, Kathy. That's amazing. I got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the other side, and maybe where some of our audience can start to really open up their minds in greater ways, maybe find some resources to do that. I know Kathy has a workshop she's going to tell you about. So we'll be right back.
Are
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers. This free book reveals little-known secrets about annuity strategies that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. Call right now for your free book. And as a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report, both absolutely free, for calling Annuity General today.
Call 800-510-0470.
If you or a loved one developed ovarian cancer after using baby powder or talcum powder products, call now to see if you qualify for financial compensation. A major manufacturer of baby and talcum powder products has been found liable for $4.7 billion in damages because they knowingly sold products containing cancer-causing asbestos. There may be time deadlines, so don't wait. It costs you nothing if you don't win.
Call 800-555-1212.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call now.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get Nano's revolutionary technology just $347. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The CIC Recharge is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Nano hearing aids for just $347. Plus, we'll add a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The CIC Recharge has a tiny in-the-ear canal design that is nearly invisible. Why keep missing out on important conversations or waste thousands of dollars? Call and get two CIC Recharge hearing aids for only $347 and free shipping. Call now.
800-817-7419. Again, that's 800-817-7419.
If you use Tylenol or acetaminophen during your pregnancy and your child was later diagnosed with ADHD, autism spectrum disorder, cerebral palsy, or other neurological disorders, you may qualify for financial compensation. Emerging lawsuits allege that manufacturers of acetaminophen failed to properly warn pregnant women of the potential harm for their unborn children. Call now to see if you qualify for financial compensation. It costs you nothing if you don't win.
Call 800-820-1276.
If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing.
800-771-3380.
CBD, you've heard about it. It's helping people relieve chronic pain, improve sleep, and reduce stress. But how do you find science-based products that feel right for you? Feel Good Hemp was started after the founders used CBD oil to help their dad heal from a three-month-to-live diagnosis. They deliver all-natural, lab-tested, high-quality products at affordable prices. So visit feelgoodhemp.org/courage and be sure to use coupon code COURAGE25 to get 25% off your first order. Well, the show is titled The Courage to Receive Messages from the Other Side. I do believe it takes courage. I really think, you know, there's a lot of dogma out in the world that says, you know, basically, and maybe it's not even dogma. You know, I mean, there is dogma out there, but there's also everybody's so busy going 90 miles an hour. When do you tune in to your own inner voice? That I'm still voice? So, I want to say this. Kathy has some amazing workshops coming up. And it's all about what we're talking about today. And you've got a special guest, a military guest, coming into the next workshop. Can we talk a little bit about that, Kathy?
Absolutely. I realized just a few weeks ago, I really needed to stand up and be counted on what I know to be the truth about the other side. So I created a two-part series, Come Into the Light, Firsthand Stories of the Other Side. And I held it, the first one was in September, and I told the stories of the seven instances of my husband coming back to people. And I also introduced them to Kim Reeves, who was, I was led to her. There's just no question about what happened. And she had the most amazing near-death, comprehensive near-death story. And she wrote it in her book, My Walk Through Heaven. And we held that in September. And we're going to hold the second one here in Salt Lake City in October on the 28th, 7 p.m. up by the Ensign Peak Trailhead. Many people who are from here know where that is, but I will give you more details on if people want to contact you to Ken to get details.
Well, let me ask you this. Is there a website that people can go to find out about it or register, or can they email you? Yeah. What's the best way to do this?
Best way would be email me.
Okay.
Kathy at lovelessenterprises.com. And okay. And then I can send you an Eventbrite invitation. Okay. And that has the details. But I'll just give you a little bit of the story. I have been very active in the National Speakers Association, past president of the Mountain West chapter, which is Utah and four states. And I was at one of our meetings, and a man came up to me, and I sense when I need to have a deep conversation with a person. And I said to him, let's go sit out in the hall. We ended up missing the whole three-hour meeting because the conversation went so deep, so fast. But this gentleman, Lieutenant Colonel Mark Hassara, was in charge of all of the refueling for the U.S. Air Force all over the world after 9/11. And he traveled extensively in these amazing jets, did this wonderful service for our country. He and his lovely wife, Val Hassara, had a wonderful son, Jeffrey. And at a very critical point in Jeffrey's life, when he was about 16, he started having shoulder pains. And he said, you know, Dad, my shoulder's hurting. Well, long story short, it turned out the child had bone cancer. And they put him on chemo and radiation. Nothing worked. They had to amputate his arm. And then he still was not getting better. And my friend Mark was sitting at his bedside. And the young said, Dad, I cannot go on. And I'm sure Mark was encouraging him, yes, you can do this. We can do this together. Well, the son died. And within seconds, Mark heard a voice from behind him, and he turned and looked, and here is his son standing in spirit, and he said, Dad, I'm alive, and I've got both arms. Well, Mark and Val are going to tell that full story. That's just part of it. They're going to tell that full story on the 28th of October here in Salt Lake City. So I know these stories are real, they're true, and they're happening to people all over the world, and they're remarkable. And what I hope people take away is you're not alone. None of us are alone. There are people that are physically here we can reach out to who will love us, but there's also many people on the other side who love us and care about us. We are not alone.
I think that's the important message. And for some of us that have experienced those messages, maybe this is a time to remember and reconnect with those that are there for you and connecting with you. Yeah, I know when my mom passed, Kathy, I was at my sister's ranch outside of Los Angeles, and they have about 80 acres out there. And she was at the home, at the ranch when she passed. I was holding her hand. I felt her leave. And the next morning, I went out and I thought I just needed time for myself. And I drove down and I noticed up on these trees, there were some large birds. And I thought, that's interesting. So I looked up and I realized, pulled my car over, and I started really looking at those birds. And I realized there were seven eagles out in the middle of nowhere, just staying there. And I realized that was my mother giving me a sign. She knew that eagles were important to me. And, you know, the signs are here. And it's not just the voice. It's signs. We have signs that guide us if we're looking. I mean, I've walked down the street, Kathy, and thought, well, I think maybe I'll eat at this restaurant. And I'll see a sign that basically says, don't go in there. I mean, they're that blatant. That blatant sign. So it's been amazing to watch the signs, listen to the voice. And I believe we're all being called to listen to those inner voices a lot more. What do you say to that?
I think what's interesting is that these things can happen on elements of our life of big consequence and on elements of our life of little consequence. And I always laugh at them because I believe there is humor on the other side. And I find it so funny. Let me give you an example of what I think of one thing that happened to me. I built this retreat up in the mountains so that I could have my mentoring. I mentor people who want to be professional speakers. And and it's a huge place. It's got, you know, many, many bedrooms and three kitchens and so forth. And that means you've got to populate all that stuff with shelves and bookcases and all of this stuff. And I was driving down the street one day. Never do I turn right on this one street, but I was prompted to turn right. Now, I was heading to the store to go buy some bookshelves, and I wanted to put some pine trees on an upper shelf of this big retreat. And I was just prompted to turn right. And I thought, well, and I always act. I don't just question, I act. So I turned right. And here's this big sign in front of a house. House for sale, everything free. And I stopped in front of the house, and it was like my grocery list of things I needed to buy. Bookshelf, there they were. Christmas trees, three of them, there they were. It was just, I had to laugh. It was like I do a check, check, check. Oh, I guess I don't need to go buy those things because they're here free.
I love that. And, you know, we got to close up here, but it's when we tune in, there's miracles, magic, synchronicity that shows up continually as we start to realize we are one. We are one with each other. We're one with soul. We're one with spirit. It's amazing what happens. Kathy, thank you so much for being here. I'm so pleased. Again, KathyEnterprises.com. Kathy at
Loveless Enterprises.
LovelessEnterprises.com. Kathy at LovelessEnterprises.com. Go visit Kathy. Go check it out.
Again, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Kathy. And thank you, all of you, for joining me today. As you know, this show grows with you. So if you were inspired today, I encourage you to pass the show on to a few friends. That would be amazing. Just tell them to go to voicesofcourage.us. to get all our latest editions. Or of course you can see us on all social media. So Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram, all of them. So from my heart to yours, keep seeing the unseeable, keep knowing the unknowable, and you too will be able to do the impossible.